Welcome to the Public News Service Daily Newscast for Friday, August 23, 2019. I'm Mary Sherman. A federal court ruling changes how the president is elected, and Florida Democrats trigger a special session vote on guns. Those stories and more coming up. It just got a bit more likely that the next election will be decided by a single vote in the Electoral College. We get the story from Suzanne Potter.
A judge in the Ninth Circuit decided that states cannot replace or punish a so-called faithless elector, even if it's one of 30 states that requires delegates to support the candidate who got the most votes in that state. John Koza from the group National Popular Vote says there were seven electors who went against their party's wishes in 2016.
I can assure you in 2020, both parties are going to be super diligent at nominating only presidential electors that they absolutely know will support the party's nominee.
Critics of winner-take-all laws argue that it's unfair to require electors to respect majority rule, especially when a candidate loses by a very thin margin in a given state and then forfeits all of that state's electoral votes. Koza says the case is likely to be appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Federal prosecutors say 80 people, most of them Nigerians, have been charged in a widespread conspiracy that stole millions of dollars from businesses and elderly people through a variety of scams. The defendants will face charges of conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to launder money, and aggravated identity theft. The Justice Department acknowledges that it accidentally included a link to a white supremacist website in an email to immigration court employees. An official said the email was generated by a third-party vendor that utilizes keyword searches to produce news clippings for workers. Now to Florida, where the House Democratic Caucus has forced a vote on whether lawmakers should convene a special session to address what they call an epidemic of gun violence in the state.
From back-to-back mass shootings in Texas and Ohio to everyday violence involving guns, Democrats say it's time to act. It only takes 20% of the 160 members of the legislature to trigger a poll of the body to bring them back to Tallahassee. Democratic State Representative Barbara Watson of Miami Gardens says the violence is out of control where she lives in Miami-Dade County.
We've had children shot in their beds from stray bullets. We've got to do things that will really curtail the use of firearms, particularly in inner cities. If we're talking about hunting, I don't see the value in having a gun that could shoot off 100 rounds.
Three-fifths of the GOP-controlled legislature would have to agree to have a special session. And so far, Senate President Bill Galvano and House Speaker Jose Oliva rejected the call, noting lawmakers will be in Tallahassee for committee weeks in September through December, with the regular lawmaking session beginning in January.
That was Tramell Gomes reporting. This is PNS. A new analysis shows that New England could be hard hit if the Trump administration's new Endangered Species Act regulations go into effect. Jen Stanley has more.
Amy Delac is a climate change expert at Defenders of Wildlife. She says the new regulations could have a devastating effect in New England, which is one of the fastest warming regions in the contiguous United States.
How cold it gets in the winter is the key factor for a lot of tree and plant species. You could definitely be seeing some of those cold-loving species like sugar maples and spruce and fir being the first to be pushed out by less cold-tolerant species.
The environmental group joined six others this week in suing the administration over the proposed rules. Delac says states can still enact protections where the federal government won't.
The largest ever global study of its kind found that even at low levels of exposure, air pollution can increase the risk of early death from cardiovascular and respiratory disease. Jesse Carbonda with the Hoosier Environmental Council in Indiana says the findings confirm the need to continue to pursue policies that will improve air quality.
While particulate levels have been reduced over time, they're still pretty problematic. It is these really micro particulates that can lodge very deep into people's lungs, and those can be quite damaging.
The study, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, indicates that levels of particulate matter below the current air quality guidelines and standards are still hazardous to public health. August is National Breastfeeding Month, and children's advocates are reminding lawmakers that paid family leave would help get more babies the bonding and nutrition they need from their moms.
Lucy Sullivan with the group 1000 Days says moms are more than twice as likely to stop breastfeeding in the month they return to work compared with mothers who can stay home. Sullivan says giving all American workers access to paid family leave would ensure financial stability and job security, which are important for new parents.
Having a baby is stressful enough. One of the things you don't need to worry about is either losing your job or not having the income to support your family during this amazing transition into parenthood.
Sullivan points to research showing that paid time off can reduce infant mortality by as much as 10%, along with other positive outcomes not found with unpaid time off. Critics of paid family leave proposals have argued that it would hurt businesses and could result in higher prices for consumers. I'm Eric Galatis.
A dozen telecommunication companies, including AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon, are teaming up with attorneys generals of all 50 states to fight the scourge of illegal robocalls. Included in the deal is call blocking technology, which will be integrated into a dozen phone networks' existing infrastructure at no additional charge to customers. The tech giants will also provide other call blocking and call labeling for those customers who want more screening tools. I'm Mary Sherman for Public News Service. Member and listener supported, and online at publicnewsservice.org.